Blog Talk Radio.
Trusting you, he always kept me whole, and left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. Put shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse you. Know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. Don't frighten me and now we flee from falling leaves. The grind and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we are his wives, to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of the son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejection of reproof. Then the knowledge what we do, now we return back to the truth.
God's word is the truth. God's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling us Ham. Made us worship the son of man. And somehow that the moon, they stole our style and gave it to Rothschild. Now we exhaust the vow, but hit the turnstile. God's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fate. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. He adore Yah, magnify Yah, cause he's great.
Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. It is a great blessing to be able to give praises to the Most High, the little sanctuary that he has set for his people. I am your host this evening, Moray Obadiah Israel, of the House of Israel, located in 1907 Vine Street. And this is nothing but the truth. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh our Elohim. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the savior and the redeemer of not just Israel, but of the entire world. And Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge, and Yahweh is our king. And he alone will save us. So we give all honor, all glory, and all praises to the mighty one of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And we say shalom to all of my family, all of our family that are listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk, or YouTube. But we know that the only reason why you are tuned in is because of your fear and your love towards the mighty Yah, our Elohim. And while we're speaking of the fear of Yahweh, and while we're speaking of the love towards Yahweh, everything must be established that we do because we are servants of the Most High. And not just the fact that we're just servants of the Most High, but we're also witnesses to the Most High. So it's imperative that everything that we do, we acknowledge the Most High, because that is the instruction that the Most High has given us. The instructions of Yahweh has taught us to trust the Yah with all our heart and lean not unto our own understanding. And in all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths. Be not wise in our own eyes, fear Yahweh, and depart from evil. So of knowing this, and having to acknowledge the Most High in all of our ways. See, Yahweh doesn't do anything in completion. Everything that the Most High does is complete. And that's including waking us up, bringing us from the dark places into the light. Yahweh doesn't just bring you into the knowledge to let you know that you Israel. Yahweh doesn't just bring you into this knowledge to let you know that you are oppressed. Yahweh doesn't bring you into this knowledge just to let you know that you were once a mighty nation. Yahweh has let you know that he has taken it from us, and he's also letting us know he will restore it back unto us. So Yahweh lets us know how to serve him and who we are in completion. So to say that you are a descendant from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to say that you are Israel, is to know that Yahweh is your Elohim. And once you have come into this knowledge, once you have started walking into this way, once you start acknowledging the various laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments of Yahweh, well, Yahweh has put before you a choice. See, Yahweh can wake you up. See, Yahweh gives the man, every man according to his heart. So if you want to wake up partially, then Yahweh will reveal partialness to you. But if you want complete awakening, Yahweh will awaken you completely. Because Yahweh knows who wants to serve him, who has a desire to serve him, and who doesn't. So it's very imperative that when we choose this lifestyle that Yahweh has woken us up to, that we be informed as much as possible to know what choices we have made. And why do I say this? Well, turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 14th division. In the book of Proverbs, the 14th division, I'm going to begin reading at the 8th verse. I'm going to read the 8th verse. Proverbs 14 and 8 reads, "The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. The folly of fools is deceit." And when Yahweh wakes you up, he sends you in a certain path. If you choose life, Yahweh sends you in a certain path. If you choose death, and both of these paths are not the same path. And a lot of our people think that these are the exact same path when they are not. See, it says the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. So once you come into this knowledge, you don't start becoming self-absorbed. You don't become arrogant. You don't become haughty because you understand your way. And you know why you're in captivity. And you know how long you're in captivity. and you know exactly who's going to redeem you. So now all you're doing is just trying to get yourself together to be with your maker. But the folly of fools is deceit. The folly of fools, they believe everything. They believe Israel is 12 different nations. They believe that Israel is a bunch of nations that descended from Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So they got Japheth as the Israelites. They got Hamites as the Israelites. They believe that this is the land of milk and honey. You got some that will wake up and come to the realization that you can't keep the laws, statutes, and judgments of Yahweh. You have some that will come and say you can't keep the Shabbat day. Well, little do our people recognize or even realize these are all just choices. And these are the choices that Yahweh said that we will be put before us in the last days. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. And in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. Deuteronomy 30:1 reads, "And it shall come to pass, when all these things have come upon you, the blessings and the curses which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind amongst all the nations, whither Yahweh your Elohim have driven you, and shall return unto Yahweh your Elohim, and shall obey his voice, according to all that I command you this day, you and your children, with all your heart, with all your soul, that then Yahweh your Elohim will turn your captivity and have compassion upon you, and will return and gather you from all the nations where the Yahweh your Elohim has gathered you." So Yahweh is letting us know that there's going to come a time where we're going to do something that Yahweh said that we didn't do in the book of Isaiah, first chapter. He said, "The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass is at his crib, but my people don't know, yea, they don't consider." So Yahweh said, it's going to come a time when we're going to sit and we're going to consider these things, the blessing and the curse. Because just to think, because Yahweh says a false balance is an abomination, and Yahweh just wouldn't have us reminiscing on the curses. We would have to verily reminisce on the blessing too. Because yes, even though you detail at the head, even though that your enemies are ruling over you, even though that you are the oppressed, even though you have to go to the enemy and want for everything, even though you in a land that is not yours, and even though your forefathers was brought over here in slave ships, and they were beaten, and they were hung, and they were lynched, and they were set on fire, and they were castrated, all these egregious things that have happened to our people, they shot your elbow off to the arm if they caught you reading. They didn't want you educated at all, because all they wanted you to know is that you were a slave. And that's all they're teaching in the various schools today. And all they're teaching in the various institutions today to make you a slave. And all you try to just be is the highest paid slave on the plantation. But yet, with all this going on, Yahweh still woke you up and let you know that you're a son or a daughter of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Yahweh still has woken you up to the fact that Yahweh is the true and living Elohim. And Yahweh has woken you up to the fact to know that the various blessings and the various curses have come from the same source. And that's Yahweh and Yahweh alone. And the choices that we have made will put you on either side. Either the choices of blessings or the choices of curses. So that's why Yahweh said this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. If you skip on over to the 15th verse, and it reads, "See, I have set before you this day life and good, and death and evil. Will I be goodness?" You will think that most of our people are under the impression that Yahweh has just given us a bunch of death and evil. Because they don't see the life of good. Why they don't see the life of good? Because of the choices that they have decided to make. But Yahweh said that he has set before us life and good, and death and evil. And that I command you to love Yahweh your Elohim. See, Yahweh said, look, you're going to see that there's evil times upon you. You're going to see there's darkness upon you. But I have commanded you this day to love Yahweh your Elohim and to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply. And Yahweh your Elohim shall bless you in the land where you go to possess. So Yahweh said, I command you to love me. I command you to keep my commandments. Not in this command does it say, and Yahweh commanded, when you're in the captivity, say, I can't keep these laws. I can't confirm these testimonies. But yet, I'm going to show forth, I praise Yahweh by not keeping his laws. No, the commandment that Yahweh has put upon us is to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgment, that you may live and multiply. So what does that mean if you're not keeping the commandments? What does it mean if you're not confirming the testimony? Well, that variously shows that you have chosen death. Now, is that following the commandments of Yah? Well, let's read. In verse 17, it says, but if thy heart turn away so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship Elohims, other Elohims, and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passed over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. So Yahweh said, look, surely if you not keeping my commandments, surely if you not walking in my ways, surely if you not keeping my statutes, then you're going to go on to serve other Elohims. Whether it's the Elohim, the heathen, or whether it's the Elohim you erect up, or whether you want people to serve you, because you done made yourself an Elohim. So Yahweh said, he done set before us this, life and death, blessings and curses. And look at the latter part of verse 19. He says, therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. So Yahweh gave us an open book test. And Yahweh said, look, I set before you life and death. I set before you light and darkness. I set before you blessings and curses. But you know what? I'm not going to leave it up to you to make the decision. I'm not going to leave it up to you to make the choices. I'm going to tell you. Therefore, choose life that you and your seed may live. Now, people are having children every single day of the week. You can't stop us from having children. Just like times were in Egypt. The more they oppressed us, the more we multiply. That is the character, that's the characteristics and traits that we come from. Now, if you know that you're in the earth and your children are in the earth, why in the world would you teach to go against the Most High? Because you have chosen them. You have chosen darkness. You have chosen a path that's just not good. And Yahweh told you to choose life. And if you're choosing life, you keep in the commandments. If you have chosen life, you keep in the Shabbat. If you've chosen life, you're paying your tithes and offering. If you have chosen life, then you're trying to be a husband. If you have chosen life, then you're trying to build a house. If you've chosen life, you're trying to plant a vineyard. If you've chosen life, you're trying to take your wife and begin sons and daughters, so that you can give sons to their daughters, and their daughters to your sons, so we can nation build. Because this is the way of life. And this is what Yahweh has commanded us to choose. He's commanded us to choose the way of life. So, if you proclaim that you're a descendant from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, if you proclaim that you are a servant of Yahweh, you are a child of, you are the children of Israel, well then what you have chosen, what covenant you have chosen to enter into, is you've chosen to enter into a covenant of life. And whatever decision that we have made is going to look a certain way. And we're going to read a couple of testimonies to see where is the derailment. Have we really chosen life? Or are we really choosing darkness and death? and just trying to blame the path that we've chosen on the Most High, or the path that we have chosen on your enemies, or the path that you have chosen on your captivity. Well, let's read some testimonies. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, the 32nd chapter. In the book of Exodus, the 32nd chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 35th verse. And the backstory to this chapter, this is when Moses had went up to Mount Sinai to retrieve the Ten Commandments, the laws that was written on two tip tablets, the finger of Elohim. And while he was gone, the people see how long he was gone, and they just assume something happened to him. He's dead. Maybe the Most High took him up. Whatever the case may be, he's not coming back. So take off all your ornaments of gold and silver, and we're going to build unto us a calf. Now, we just came out of Egypt with a great substance. We just came out of Egypt with a high hand. And one of the first things you want to do is build a false idol. When you was in the land of Egypt, you were surrounded by false idols. They will surround everywhere around you. So really what you've done is taken the ways of the heathen into the wilderness. And let's read and see what happened. Let's read and see what took place. And it says that when Moses saw the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame amongst their enemies. And Aaron was one of the ones that built the camp. And it says that Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Who is Yahweh? Who is on Yahweh's side? Let him come unto me." And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said unto them, "Thus saith Yahweh Elohim of Israel, put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor." And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell the people that did that day about 3,000 men. For Moses had said, "Consecrate yourselves today to Yahweh, even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day." So the same decision that we were facing in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, our forefathers were facing right here. And they had to go through and they had to slay 3,000 souls that sold themselves unto this idol. And isn't that what Yahweh said will happen when you choose death? That you will serve these idols because you will refuse to walk in the commandments of Yah, refuse to walk in the statutes of Yah, refuse to walk in the judgments of Yah, that you will serve other gods. And this is exactly what our people were doing. And they were stripped naked, and they were set apart, and they were slaughtered. Because at that very moment, they chose death. They chose a path opposite of what Yahweh had commanded. They chose a path opposite of what Yahweh had instructed. So that's why Yahweh said he has set before us life and death. So if you have chosen to serve Yahweh, you've chosen life. And when we go opposite or in opposition to anything that the Most High has commanded, we are choosing death. We switched up our choice and didn't even know it. Didn't even recognize it. Thinking like, well, why so much darkness coming my way? Why so much filth and curses coming my way? Well, what decisions have we made? Now, does that mean that if you choose life, you're not going to have affliction any day in your life? You'll never be tested? Absolutely not. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yahweh will deliver them out of them all. And this is what Yahweh has commanded us, to walk in all his ways and to keep his commandments, his laws, statutes, and judgments. Because if we don't, you choose death. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 19th chapter. believe that they have chosen the way of Yah. They said, what you talking about, Obadiah? You always coming down on Israel. Why are you talking like this? I have chosen life. But they turn around and ask them a few questions, and you see death coming all out their mouth. Ask them who's the Savior, and they'll give you a name that's not Yahweh. Ask them in what ways are we to walk, and they'll give you a bunch of ways instead of Yahweh. Ask them what are we to consecrate unto ourselves to make ourselves holy unto the Most High, and they'll give you a bunch of statues that's not Yahweh. They'll give you imaginations of their own heart, or they'll give you imaginations of their teacher's heart, but they will not give you the words of Yahweh. And why is this happening? Why is this taking place? Because in the book of Proverbs, the 19th division and the 21st verse, it reads that there are many devices in a man's heart, but nevertheless, the counsel of Yahweh, that shall stand. So there's many devices. Yes, you may get out in the wilderness and you may start murmuring. Yes, you may get out in the wilderness and be like, man, Yahweh don't forsake us. Yes, you may be in the time of darkness and say, man, I don't think Yahweh with me on this one. But in that moment, this is what proves your strength. This is what proves if you have wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And if you're able to discern, because you know that this is just for a time and a moment. It says the counsel of Yahweh shall stand. And what is the counsel of Yahweh? Well, the counsel of Yahweh, he said that besides him, there is none else. The counsel of Yahweh have said that we be afflicted 400 years. The counsel of Yahweh has said that I've given you my law, statutes, judgments, and commandments. Therefore, do them, and you shall live. The counsel of Yahweh has said that I have chosen one of the men, and his name is King David. This is what the counsel of Yahweh has said, and his counsel is still standing. But the only ones that don't see it is the one that has turned away from the counsel. The only one that don't see it is the one that have made void Yahweh's counsel. But the counsel of Yahweh has stood. And the counsel of Yahweh is still standing even to this very day. Because why? All the ways of Yahweh are the way of life. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 7th chapter. In the book of Jeremiah, the 7th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 17th verse. Jeremiah 7 and verse 17. He reads, seest thou not what they do in the cities of Yehuda and in the streets of Jerusalem? Look at what they're doing. The children gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire. So the Most High said that we are to teach these laws and statutes unto our children. So that our children, so we can raise up to Yahweh and Elohim be seen. But instead, when you don't choose the way of life and you choose the way of darkness, now you got the children participating in this father. Now you got the children participating in Eve, and you're right along with them, celebrating Christmas, celebrating Easter, celebrating Good Friday. Celebrate all these false folly days that these heathens have set up. But let's continue reading. The children gather wood, and the father kindle the fire. And the women knead their dough. They got the mothers involved too. To make cakes to the queen of heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto other deities, that they may provoke me to anger. Do they provoke me to anger against Yahweh? Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? So Yahweh is asking the question. He said, look, you're doing this to provoke me to anger. Because you obviously don't know or understand my anger. Because I can take you out in an instant, but in a moment. But all this preparation that's going to these idols, isn't to the confusion of your own faces? And isn't that what we're asking our people today that are caught up in these various religions, Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, Rastafarianism, all types of isms and schisms, we're asked today to prove where Yahweh has changed his ways and can't show it. We're asking today to prove that besides Yahweh, there is someone else, and they can't do it. We're asking today to show where Yahweh has changed his path and given it unto another nation, and they can't do it. Matter of fact, to even justify themselves, they got to go through Yahweh's book. They got to go through Yahweh's testimonies. But even though they try to go through Yahweh's testimony, Yahweh's book condemns all of it. Why? Because to go into these ways are to go in the way of death. And then Yahweh said he set before you life and death. And isn't that what Yahweh sent before us today? You got the Old Testament and you got the New Testament. You got the Quran. You got the Hadith. You got the Netanyahu. You got the coming forth of the book of Egypt, of day and night. You got all these various dogmas, all these various religions right before your eyes, because Yahweh said he would sit before you life and death. And Yahweh said, choose life. Choose my way. For none of these false idols you serving can proclaim the beginning from the end. None of these false idols can proclaim to you how the earth was founded and how waters were gathered together. None of them can. So why choose these false idols that's going to be incomplete? Because guess how you go when you follow them? Incomplete. Because Yahweh has set for us life and death, blessings and curses. And this is the examples of what happens when you choose death. Because Yahweh says, surely if you're not walking in my ways, surely if you're not keeping my commandments, surely if you're not keeping my laws, statutes, and judgments, then you'll go on to serve other things. And there's people that's out there saying that they sons, daughters of the Most High, that's proclaiming to serve Yahweh, you don't keep the commandments. To serve Yahweh, you don't keep the Shabbat. To serve Yahweh, you don't pay what you owe to Yahweh. And you don't pay offerings neither. And they'll stand up and they'll argue this when the cows come home and leave again. Well, Yahweh will choose life. So if you have chosen Yahweh, as many of our people that's out there in the internet audience have done, you're choosing the ways of Yah. You could be doing anything on this day or sixth night, depending on where you're living at. You could be doing anything. You could be out there partying. You could be out there turning up. You could be drinking until you throw up. You could be getting high until your eyes are bloodshot red. You could be indulging in a lot of wicked behavior. But instead, you're sitting here trying to learn the words of God from Yahweh's truth. In this very moment, you've chosen life. And this is what your Elohim have commanded you to do. But when you don't choose this way, then we choose unto ourselves death. And turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. Now, of course, I'm not naive. I know that there's, for the vast majority of people, but there's some knuckleheads that's listed just because they want to disagree with something. Before the music was cued, before the last verse of the song ended, they already had purpose. No matter what come out of this Negro mouth, I'm going to disagree with. I can say Yahweh is righteous and Yahweh is holy. And they'd be like, yeah, I agree. He is righteous. He is holy. I disagree with the way you said it. Because I would have said Yahweh is holy and then he's righteous. Well, show me that. Oh, sit there. Because that's what our people are ready to do. They ready for conflict, but not ready to back it up. And this is what Yahweh is saying, don't do. He said, choose life. In Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, I read the 10th verse. And why is it imperative that we not serve these idols? Why is it imperative that we try to get our people out of the ways of walking in the ways of this idolatry? Why is it imperative that we destroy idolatry? Because that's what Elohim is going to do. In the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter and the 10th verse, he reads, but Yahweh is the true Elohim. He is the living Elohim and an everlasting king. At his wrath, the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. Thus shall you say unto them, the Elohim that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under the heavens. So what's the point of getting to know about Uncle I? What's the point of getting to know about the deities of Egypt? What is the point of getting to know about M-O-L-E-C-H? What is the point of getting to learn about T-H-O-R? All these false idols. I know you went and seen the a vision this weekend, because I did. And I enjoyed myself. But what I did enjoy is a bunch of idols that people have made trying to save the world. And these are the same people that the Most High said will perish. The Elohim that have not made the heaven and the earth, they shall perish. Because this is the ways of Yah. And Yahweh is getting rid of these idols because he's tired of his people making the wrong decisions, making the wrong choices, and choosing death, thinking that they have chosen life. So Yahweh gonna make it clear, cut, precise. If you serve someone outside of me, you chosen death. If you're not walking in my ways, you have chosen death. And if you're not keeping my commandments, you have chosen death. And if you don't love me with all your heart, all your might, all your soul, you have chosen death. This is what Yahweh is telling us and commanding us today. Because all the false idols that you think will save you, all the false idols that you think is your arm, all the false idols that you think have given you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, Yahweh says that they're going to perish from off the face of the earth. And when our people see it, the wrath will tremble the earth and the nations will tremble. They will abide the indignation of the mighty Yahweh. Because this is what Yahweh is commanding us to do, is to keep his commandments. Our people just think that you have people now that counting. There's 600 and something laws. There's 45 laws. There's 100 laws. Little do our people know, or little do people consider, every time Yahweh speaks, that's a command. If Yahweh says, get over there, that's a command. If Yahweh says, stand still, that's a command. So if Yahweh happened to tell that in the time of today, then you will have to add that as a command. Even if it's just for that moment, even if it's just for those people, it's still a command. Because Yahweh don't speak vanity. So when Yahweh speaks, he speaks commandments. When Yahweh speaks, Yahweh speaks order. When Yahweh speaks, Yahweh is speaking life. And when we go in opposition to what Yahweh has said before us, we chose unto ourselves death. Turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, and this is when King Saul, Yahweh gave a command. He said, look, when you go into this land, you kill everything. Men, women, children, beasts, you kill it all. Everything breathes. And you burn it to the ground. And a moment of thinking outside of the command of the Most High, thinking that we wiser than the Most High, thinking that we got more understanding than the Most High, thinking that we have considered something that the Most High didn't, look at the consequences. In 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, I'm going to read the 22nd. I'm going to start reading at the 15th verse. And it reads, And Saul said, they have bought them from the Amalekites. For the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto Yahweh Elohim. And the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell you what Yahweh has said to me this night. And he said unto him, say on. So he's saying, look, okay. Oh, I hear what you're saying, brother, but chill out. I'm about to tell you what Yahweh has told me. And Saul thinking like, yeah, go ahead. And Samuel said, when you was a little in thy own sight, was thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And Yahweh anointed the king over Israel? And Yahweh sent you on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then did you obey the voice of Yahweh, but then fly upon the spoil and did evil in the sight of Yahweh? Now this man just think by setting apart the choice beast, he done something that's admirable. But the prophet Samuel had to let him know, no, you've done something very evil. And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of Yahweh, and have gone the way which Yahweh sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. And now people got their spirit out. Like, well, man, I don't know what Yahweh said. I done set myself apart. I wear fringes on parts of my body that the Most High didn't even command to wear them on. What have I done wrong? What transgression have I done? I got the Ten Commandments on my doorpost. I got Yahweh all in my house. I even tatted the name of Yahweh on my body. What have I done wrong to the Most High? By the Most High. And look at what answer was given. And look at what happens. Because when the chaos is coming down, when the judgment is coming down, then here comes the finger pointing. Then here comes the blame game. It reads, but the people took the spoil. They took sheep and oxen, and the chief of the other things, which should have been utterly destroyed, the sacrifice unto Yahweh, the Elohim and Gilgal. Like, look, the people did this. They did this. Yeah, they did it under my watch, but they did this. Because they just knew when Yahweh saw these fat rams and these good sacrifices, they going to say, okay, I like that. You disobeyed me, but you brought back the choice things. That's what I like to see. That's what Yahweh thinks. That's what our people think now. I'm not going to pay tithes, y'all. I'm not going to pay you what I owe you. And I'm not going to make offerings. Because I don't like them over there at 1907 Vine. Yeah, I know that they teach you the word of Yahweh every day, and they stand up on this podium every Sabbath and proclaim the goodness of Yahweh. But I don't like them. I used to, but I don't like them. And I don't like anybody that's affiliated with them either. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go off and do my own thing. I'm not going to call it tithe. I'm not going to call it offerings. I'm going to just call it an organization. I'm not going to keep the Shabbat day. But me and some brothers are going to get together, crack open some brews, and discuss the Most High. No, we're not going to go in the way that you have commanded. We're going to go in our own ways. This is exactly what Saul was telling Samuel. And look at the answer that Samuel gave to Saul in verse 22. He says, and Samuel said, have Yahweh as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of Yahweh? That's the question. Like, look, all these sacrifices you willing to make, all these fat rams you willing to slaughter, how is that greater than obeying the voice of Yahweh? And then let's read further. It says, for behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. That's why you might as well go off somewhere and start practicing being a magician. Start practicing pills and potions. Start being around these weirdos that's doing all this stuff they call secret society stuff. When they really worship the idol that Yahweh had put in this book, you might as well go off and do that if you're not going to hearken to the word of Yah. Because Yahweh said rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. That's right. People think that being stubborn is not breaking the law. Because people look at the word stubborn, that word means haughty. That means prideful. Someone trying to tell you the words of Yahweh, and you say, look, I see what you're saying. And that's one thing that purrs me up. They be like, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. I see what you show, but I still disagree. I'm like, well, can you show me anything that's opposite? And most of them say, yeah, I can. And be like, well, please, continue. Show me something else. And they're going to show you something that has absolutely nothing to deal with righteousness, nothing to deal with walking in the ways of Yah, nothing that has anything to do with keeping his laws, nothing that has anything to do with showing Yahweh your love by just being obedient. To hear the words of Yah and do them. That shows that you have heard his words when we do it. But when we don't, it's as we have committed iniquity and idolatry. So you might as well just, if you're going to disobey the words of Yah, you might as well go out and get you a big fat crucifix and put it in your yard. Or get you a half crescent moon and put it in your yard and start serving it and worshiping it. Because Yahweh says, you not listening or hearkening to me is just as if you committed these acts. And look at where, and let's read the last part of this. It says that because you have rejected the word of Yah, he has also rejected you from being king. That's right, from the moment we disobeyed the Most High, we rejected. Because Yahweh said, this is not my generation. This is not my plan that I planted. This is a degenerate plan. I planted up roses, daisies, tulips. I planted some beautiful flowers. Now I got some degenerate plants. I got some hybrids. I got some GMOs. They done came up and set up, man. I know what Yahweh says, but we can't do that in America. We just not in a position to execute violence, so therefore we're not going to do any of the law. But pray Yahweh. I'm not paying Yahweh a dime. But praise Yahweh. Man, I'm going to go out and marry any nation I please. But praise Yahweh. Little do they know that they take the fourth commandment and just tossing it out the window. And what is the fourth commandment? Well, taking the third commandment, the second commandment, and tossing it out the window. What is the second commandment? Turn with me to the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. Exodus 20. Matter of fact, it's the third. This is the third commandment. And it's appropriate because we're in the third year. And the third represents Yahweh's servant. The third is something that's set apart. The third is something holy. So the third commandment, in Exodus the 20th chapter, verse 7, it says, thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh thy Elohim in vain. For Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. You think that you praise the Yahweh by doing the opposite of what he has commanded? You think that you praise the Yahweh by openly ignoring what Yahweh has given? You think that you will praise Yahweh, you praise the Yahweh by adding to his words and diminishing from it? No, all that's being done is you just taking Yahweh's name in vain. And when you're doing those things, you're not choosing life. You're choosing death. You're choosing darkness. You're choosing a crooked path instead of a straight one. And this is what not, this is not what Yahweh has commissioned for his people. Yahweh said this in the book of Exodus, the 31st chapter. In the book of Exodus, the 31st chapter, and the 18th verse. Because our people just lightly esteem the words of Yahweh. Because they think that this is just some words that King James printed up. Or they think that these are just some slick words that man printed up. But do you understand that the words that Yahweh's servants speak, the testimonies that Yahweh knows, is the exact words of our Elohim. In the book of Exodus, the 31st chapter, and the 18th verse, it reads, and he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him, upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, two tables of stone, written with the finger of Elohim. And before Yahweh written this with his finger, he came down directly to our people, and he spoke. And Yahweh gave us 10 keys of life, 10 keys of good, 10 keys of righteousness. And he set it before us. And Yahweh said, choose this way, and you shall live. And he knew this because he established the matter. He spoke it. And then he written it on two tables of stone with his finger. So the greatest words ever spoken were these Ten Commandments. And the greatest words that were ever written were these Ten Commandments. Matter is established, my people. Because Yahweh has given us the keys to life. Yahweh say, oh, taste and see that Yahweh is good. And what is fitting, because what do you do at the table? You eat. And Yahweh said, I gave you two tables of stone. So taste and see that Yahweh is good. Because that's the way of life. That is the way that Yahweh has commanded his people to go. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 24th division. In the book of Proverbs, the 24th division, and the 21st verse, it reads, my son, fear thou Yahweh and the king, and meddle not with them that are given the change. That's right. And that could be, that's some of the wisest counsel that you can give to some of our people that just came into knowledge. And they just want to hang with Israelites. But you have to be careful and ask the Most High to direct your path. Because everyone that's in this way has chosen life. And you know they haven't chosen life. They always giving the change. They know what Yahweh say about homosexuality. But as soon as they pass the law, now they pro-gay. They know what Yahweh say about abortion. It's murder. But as soon as they make bills about it, they're pro-abortion. They know what Yahweh said to be clean. But as soon as they pass these and start scaring you with these vaccination stories, now you're ready to run down to the doctor and get vaccinated. You don't care what type of pork blood and rat blood and poisons that they're shooting up in you. You just don't want the meat. This is what they're doing. They're constantly giving the change. Constantly giving the change. That's why Facebook is not a platform that you go live on and think that you teach it. They're kicking people off of Facebook that got controversial points and views. Matter of fact, they have said that they're going to even ban any type of stories, articles that speak against vaccination. They're going to speak against it. Why? Because they stand it for the blood of your people. Why? Because they're standing for the destruction of your people. Why? Because if you follow after them, you have chosen the ways of death and not the ways of life. And Yahweh commands you to choose life. Turn with me to the book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter. The book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter, and the 30th verse, it reads that you shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary. I am Yahweh. So Yahweh gave two commands. He said, reverence my Shabbat. So that means that there's four. That means that there's more than one. And Yahweh didn't put no geographical location on this. He said, reverence my Shabbat. So I don't care if it's the seventh day Shabbat. I don't care if it's the day of blood. I don't care if it's the day of atonement. You reverence my Shabbat. Reverence them. Revere them. Fear them. Walk in those ways and you shall live. And then the second part, it says, and reverence my sanctuary. The last thing that people try to do. Here it is, you have in Cincinnati, you have four different Knessets. And you have people that stay either nearby one of these Knessets, or they stay in the city. And they'll sit there, and they'll go online, and they'll watch class from their homes. When they got perfectly working feet and legs, they can either ride or get a ride and come to a sanctuary of Yahweh. They can come. They sit up there and they watch class every week from here and disagree with everything that's being said. But as soon as you say, come and debate your cause, oh, I don't step out. No, I don't do this. I don't do that. No, I'm about this. It's not about nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because you refuse to reverence Yah's sanctuary. And they don't even want to step foot in the sanctuary of Yah. Because they're concerned with who's in it, who's teaching, what's being said, and what's being shown. Instead of reverencing Yahweh's word. And that's being spoke and praised in his sanctuary. See, this is what happens when you choose death. You don't even recognize the path on which you are going is not a path of light. It's a path of darkness. And it's saddening, but it's expected. But me and my house, we're going to serve Calvary. So even if they're not here, we're going to be here. Because we reverence Yahweh's Shabbat and his sanctuary. And I could care less what anybody got to say about that. But turn with me to the book of Proverbs, 21st division. Because if you're not reverencing Yahweh's Shabbat, if you're not reverencing his sanctuary, if you're not afraid to speak and murmur against Yahweh's servants, because if you don't reverence his sanctuary, you sure not going to reverence the servants that's working in the sanctuary doing the work of the Most High. You're going to think they're just some ordinary Negroes you can talk about any kind of way you want to. Come at them any kind of way that you want to. Express yourself any way that you feel. Because you don't reverence Yahweh's sanctuary or his Shabbat in the first place. And for those type of people, look at what it says in the book of Proverbs, the 21st division, and the 16th verse. It reads, "The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead." So do you know what that means? Do you understand what that's saying? Yahweh said that before he woke us up, before he introduced himself into our life, before he let us know who we were, before he let us know where his sanctuary is, before he let us know where his people were, before he let us know his laws, statutes, and judgments, before we were awakened to this fact, we was in the congregation of the dead. And you had people that came into Yahweh's sanctuary, heard the words of Yahweh come from the mouth of Yahweh's servant every Shabbat day, every holy day. Every time you was around their servant, you heard the praise of Yah come out of their mouth. You heard all these things. You went to the microphone and gave testimonies of how Yahweh saved you. You gave testimonies about how Yahweh saved your family. You gave testimonies on how much of a blessing Yahweh's sanctuary is to you. And then somebody makes you mad. Someone made you angry. Somebody taught a lesson that you didn't agree with. Somebody looked at you and you ain't like the way that they look. And now you say, "I'm never going back to that place." Well, now all that you have done is wandered out of the way of understanding. And now you back into the congregation of the dead. Because this is the state that Yahweh has placed on his people. How can you come in the light and get mad because the light's shining and say, "I'm going back in the darkness"? And want to know why you don't know nothing? You want to know why you don't know? Why? How many months it is in a year? How many days are in a month? It's because you wandered out the way of understanding. You want to know why you can't show the world that Yahweh is the only Elohim? It's because you wandered out of the way of understanding. You want to know why you speak, nobody listens? It's not just because Yahweh said they won't listen to you, because that's the truth. But you don't wander out the way of understanding. How you standing in my face telling me how great Yahweh is, and you refuse to go to a sanctuary? On the Sabbath day, you out here rolling in the baseball dirt with me. But you talk about how great Yahweh is. Yahweh said this is smoke in his nostrils. This is outright hypocrisy. And Yahweh has said that when you wander out of the way of understanding, you remain in the congregation of the dead. Because Yahweh commanded you to choose life. And understanding is life. Wisdom is life. Knowledge of the holy is life. These are all the ways of life. So when you walk out of these ways, you chosen them. And if you look at the people that have wandered out the way of understanding, that's exactly what they look like. Death. They look like death. They speak death. And everything about them is darkness. Turn me to the book of Isaiah, 30th chapter. Because why is this relevant? And what are we speaking about this evening? Well, we're speaking about choices. Because Yahweh has set before us choices. And it's time that we start considering that Yahweh has set before us blessings and curses. Yahweh has set before us life and death. And Yahweh has set before us light and darkness. And Yahweh said, "Choose life." And misery always loves company. Someone that's done made a covenant with death, they're not trying to go alone. They're trying to take people with them. And they constantly out here trying to gain souls to take with them. Because this is the mentality that they have. In the book of Isaiah, 30th chapter, and the 8th verse. And it reads, "Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the times to come, forever and ever. That this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of Yahweh, and would say to the seer, see not, and to the prophet, prophesy not unto us right things, don't speak unto us righteousness, don't tell us how to be holy, man, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceit. And this is what they say, get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. This is all they're saying. Get out the way. Get Moreh Ishiah out the way. Get Moreh Ishiah out the way. Get Moreh Nephi out the way. Get Moreh Obadiah out the way. Get them out the way, man. Cause the Holy One to cease. We tired of every time when this comes time to defend Yahweh, Yahweh's servant showing up and defending Yahweh's honor and witnessing to Yahweh. We tired of that. Get you out the way and call the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Because why? He has chosen death. So anytime you come around me speaking life, you rattle in bones. Air blowing through my nostrils smoothly. I don't like it. Because I don't chose death. But these are not the people that you want to associate with. These are not the type of people that you want to affiliate with. And these are not the type of people that you want to walk in the way of life with. All they have done have chosen death unto themselves. Turn to the book of Exodus, the 23rd chapter. Because a lot of our people, you can't be fooled by what the masses do and how the masses are thinking and how masses are walking. Because the vast majority of the people have chosen darkness. The vast majority of people have chosen death. So don't think that because it's a lot of them and because it's a few over here, that obviously has to be the right way because that's where the masses are going. Because Yahweh gave us the commandment in the book of Exodus, the 23rd chapter, and the very first verse. It reads, that thou should not raise a false report, and put not thy hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. And thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. Neither shall you speak in a cause to decline after many to rest judgment. And that's all that's happening. People following after a multitude to do evil. And they not declining to rest judgment. Man, nobody's over there teaching about a calendar. They weak. They wicked. Stay away from them. And people are hearkening just because that's what their leaders say. Or someone that they regard says. Man, their brothers don't teach who the true Messiah is. They talking about King David. Man, stay away from them. And people hearkening. Because of what a man is saying. When not even examining, like, well, did Yahweh say these things are true? And if he did, then why aren't you in agreement with it? Why? Because you've chosen death. You wandered out the way of yourself. And now you're just in the midst of the congregation of the dead. Because Yahweh said, don't follow a multitude to do evil. And don't speak in the cause to decline after many to rest judgment. And this is exactly what's taking place. Because when we do these things, when we follow after these ways, we're choosing death. Now, brother, that just say, look, I'm not going to serve Yahweh. I refuse to keep his laws, statutes, and judgment. I will serve Christ. I'm going to have neck bones and chitlin juice hanging out my mouth. That's just me. I'm going to live that way. I'm going to die that way. Well, now you done chose. You done It's just actions out your mouth. So now if I say, well, brother, you just being wicked. Or sister, you just being wicked. That's judgment. Because to do these things is opposition of what Yahweh is commanding. So now you've chosen unto yourself death. This is what's taking place every single day. And when you don't get man tugging at one end, this is what you have tugging at the other. Turn with me to the book of Zechariah, the 3rd chapter. Looking to see if I'm on Zechariah or Zechariah. I think I'm on Zechariah. Yep, that's what I'm on. Zechariah, the 3rd chapter. And I'm going to start reading at the 1st verse. And it reads, and he showed me Yehoshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of Yahweh, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And Yahweh said unto, and the master said unto Satan, Yahweh rebuke you, O Satan. Even Yahweh, the chosen Jerusalem, rebuke you. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now, Yehoshua was in the filthy state. And most of us are in a filthy state. And little do most people know that anytime you're speaking against the words of Yahweh, the statutes and judgments of Yahweh, anytime you're going against the words of Yahweh, this is exactly what you have chosen unto yourself. You got Satan running the show. Because that's what Satan means, to be an adversary. And he's the adversary to everything that we do. As soon as you say, I'm trying to keep the Sabbath day holy, matter of fact, I'm trying to divide in it, Satan be like, nope, I don't think you should do that. You need to be thinking about what you're going to do after the Sabbath. What game coming on? What little woman chasing on the street? You say, man, I'm going to consecrate myself unto Yahweh, and I'm going to eat clean. Nah, man, you can't do that. B-Dub's got to sail on wings. Man, you can't do that, man. They just opened up a new liquor spot. Man, you know what? I'm going to do an honorable thing, and I'm going to marry this woman that I had a child by. Nah, man, you know how she be tripping. You can't do that, man. Because that's what Satan's job is. It's to be an adversary. And stand in opposition to whatever righteousness you're trying to do. When you're trying to rebel, and when we're trying to do evil, oh, that's what we use it to as evil. So you're like, I don't got much work to do. Because when Yahweh offered the righteous servant, when Yahweh offered his servant Job, he said, yeah, I consider Job, but Job a righteous man. And he's so righteous, y'all, you got a hedge around him. And I can't do nothing about that. If you take away that hedge, he'll curse you to your face. Because this is what Satan is saying today. You take them out the land, and they'll curse you to your face. You make them have to be workers, and they'll curse you to your face. You make them oppressed, and they will curse you to your face. This is what Satan is saying today. Because he's standing in opposition. And he gaining souls every day. And some of the souls that he's gained or is continuing to gain, or a lot of souls look just like the very people, like you and I. They walking and talking, shaking and baking, and just being as wicked as they possibly can. because now they just an agent to Satan. Why? Because they have chosen darkness. Why? Because they have chosen death. They have chosen evil, so they have not chosen life. And this is a choice that they have made. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, the fourth chapter. The book of Genesis, the fourth chapter, I'm going to read the sixth verse, sixth and seventh verse. And it reads, "And Yahweh said unto Cain, Why are you wrong? And why is thy confidence false? If thou dost well, shalt thou not be accepted? If you do not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto you shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him." So this door, as we have learned, is the heart. And there's many entrances to these doors. It's what you see. It's what you smell. It's what you touch. It's what you speak. It's what you taste. It's how you walk. It's what you hear. It's many entrances. And Yahweh said, look, if you do well, you'll be accepted. You won't hear none of this foolishness. You won't stand for none of this foolishness. But if you do, sin lies at your door. So the more we sin, and the more transgressions that we commit, the more sin is just welcomed in with open arms. The more you see this, the more you see, man, I'm doing the will of Satan, not Yahweh. I'm not keeping the commands of my Elohim. I'm not walking in the ways of my Elohim. I'm acquiescing to the ways of Satan. I'm acquiescing to the ways of evil. I'm acquiescing to the ways of death. Not the way of life. And this is not what Yahweh commanded us to do. He commanded us to choose life. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the ninth chapter. Book of Proverbs, the ninth chapter, and the 12th verse. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. But if you scorn, thou alone shalt bear it. That's right. If you're going to be wise for yourself. Because you can't be wise for your friends. You can't be wise for your family. You can't be wise for the heathen. You can't be wise for nations. You got to be wise for yourself. You got to do what Yehoshua would proclaim. He said, look, if you're going to serve other idols, serve them. But me and my house, we're going to serve Yahweh. Because he was being wise for him and himself. Because he knew he had a household to take care of. And there's a lot of our people that are fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, aunts, valuable people, and you just got to choose the way of Yahweh. And you can't choose it because that's what everybody else is doing. You can't do it because Yahweh is trending on Twitter. You got to be wise for yourself to know this is the way that I have chosen to go in because this is the way of life. And I choose life. And if you choose life, then you've chosen to go in the ways that Yahweh has set before you. You chosen to go in the instructions that Yahweh has given. But if not, then you simply chosen the snares of death. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the fourth chapter. Because the main aid in this, the main incentive to this, is exactly what Yahweh said. Sin being light, why is our door? And in Proverbs, the fourth chapter, the 23rd verse, it reads, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So this is what Yahweh is saying. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep it with all diligence. Because it's going to be many devices to turn you away from God. It's going to be many devices that's going to have you in opposition to God. It's going to be many positions that have you not cleaving unto God. But Yahweh commanded you, Yahweh commanded me, Yahweh has commanded us to choose life. This is how you keep your heart with all diligence. Another way you keep your heart with all diligence. We've shown how it looks when you choose death. Now we're showing the ways on how you choose life. And it's keep, protect the heart with all diligence. But out of it flows the issues of life. How do you keep it with all diligence? Well, turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 31st division, chapter. In the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter and the 33rd verse, it reads, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith Yahweh. I will put my spirit, my law, in their inward parts and write it in their hearts and will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. So take the laws and write it in your inward parts. Write it upon the tables of your heart. Because Yahweh commanded us to make within us a new heart and a new spirit. Because this is what Yahweh is going to do with the righteous anyway. He's going to write the laws on our reports. So we won't know the choice of life and death. We have chosen the way to life. And we would have chosen the path on where we should go. And this is the path of Yahweh. Because this is the path that Yahweh has commanded his people to choose. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter, I'm going to read the 27th verse. And it reads, go thou near and hear all that Yahweh our Elohim shall say, and speak thou unto us all that Yahweh our Elohim shall speak unto you, and we will hear it and do it. This is what our people made a covenant and said, all that Yahweh said, we will do. And that covenant doesn't fade away because we're in captivity. That covenant don't fade away because you got a job or you got to go to school. That covenant don't fade away because now you in the bed with this pre-YT. That covenant don't fade because you got a dice game you try to get to. That covenant don't fade because you got some weed in the house you trying to roll up. Some liquor you trying to drink. The covenant don't fade. All Yahweh said, we will do. The vast majority of the everlasting covenants that we made with the Most High, we wasn't even in the homeland. We was in the wilderness. Because at that very moment, our people were choosing life. And you have to choose life. And you have to walk with those that are choosing life. Turn with me to the book of A, this is the third chapter. Because a question is asked, a question is purpose, and it still stands true to this very day. In the book of Amos, the third chapter, and the third verse, it says, can two walk together except they be agreed? And the problem is, no, you can't walk except you be agreed. I can't be a father, but my best friend is a child molester. I can't be clean, but all I do is hang around a bunch of filthy people. I can't be trying to have a clean diet, and when I look to my left and my right, both of my companions, guess what? And shrimp and lobsters and all type of filth out their mouth. I can't be saying I'm about to go to Shabbat class. Praise Yah. What you about to do? I'm about to get into a fight. I'm going to find something. Find something to get into. We're not going to be walking. Because how can two walk together except they be agreed? And if we're going to be agreed that we're going to serve Yahweh, then we got to be agreed that we choose life. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 13th chapter. Because this is something that must be done. This isn't something that you could just give lip service. This is a walk. This is something that you must show through action. And this is what Yahweh has commissioned us to do. In the book of Proverbs, the 13th chapter, I'll read it at the 20th verse. And it reads, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise. So no wonder I could have offered the Yahweh's class over 13 years ago. And now Yahweh got me up here teaching. When I didn't even know a book in Yahweh's book. I couldn't tell you Genesis from Malachi. You could have told me go to the book of Deuteronomy 4 and 2. I'd be like, what you want to go to, 4 or 2? That's how blind I was. But now look at what Yahweh has. Me up here teaching the word of Yahweh. And I'm still in awe of it. And this is taking place because it says, he that walk with wise men shall be wise. So you have no choice but to be wise. But at the very end of that, a companion of fools shall be destroyed. So you walk with wise men, you chosen life. But you walk with a companion of fools, and you chosen death. Because a companion of fools will be destroyed. Because this is what Yahweh has commissioned. And Yahweh has given us an open book test, and he has told us in what ways to go. And if it's blurry to you, if the crooked thing, if it still looks a little crooked to you, well, let's hear what Yahweh says. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. Because this is the end of the matter. You on the fence and don't know if you want to choose life or death? Well, let's hear what wisdom has to say about the matter. In Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter and the 12th verse, it reads, by further, by these my son, be admonished, and of making many books, there is no end. And much study is a weariness of the flesh. But let us hear the conclusion of a whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole man. This is the whole duty man. So even if you say I choose life, even if you say you chose death, and I refuse to serve Yahweh, or I'm going to serve Yahweh partially, or half-heartedly. Yahweh said that he's going to do this in the 14th verse. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment, and with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So no matter what you done chose, Yahweh's going to bring it to judgment. So if you want to stand on the side of history, of righteous history, then choose Yahweh. Choose the commandments. Choose ways. Choose life. And live. And hopefully, prayfully, Yahweh bless you to wake up tomorrow and do it again to give honor, glory, and praises unto the mighty one, the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh, our light, our life giver, our judge, and our king. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
Say your last for the day and pray for there is no like it. Come on, just be the ones that this highway will be your guidance. The reason will be to pick up the student will face the sentence. The rest is only for fun and job. I'll let no measure in it. For the prayers to the children, not Lucifer. We don't care if you're short. I bet you're 53 and 1.